This week on Barbell Shrugged, welcome back to the show, Kendrick Ferris, our good buddy and two-time USA Weightlifting Olympian team member of the Universe Galactic Award Federation.
Hey, this is Rich Froning. You're listening to Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to barbellshrugged.com.
Let's get it.
Whatever you prefer.
All right, welcome to Barbell Shrugged. I'm Mike Blitzer here with Doug Larson and Chris Moore with CTP behind the camera. We have traveled to Miami, Florida for the MIA Classic weightlifting meet. With us, we have Mr. Kendrick Ferris.
What up, Kendrick?
What it do?
Olympian.
What it do?
He lifts weights. He's really freaking strong.
He's all right at it.
He travels the world doing seminars, teaching people how to be strong, too. And, the coolest thing I see you do is usually on Instagram with, like, you're repping out squats with, like, 500-600 pounds. It's legit.
Yeah, that's the old videos. I get people that get on to me now. You know, they want to dictate my Instagram or my Twitter. They're like, man, you used to post videos or you used to do this. I'm like, dude, it's a picture of me and my niece. Like, what are you talking about right now? You know, let's keep it light. But it's, yeah, we do a little something on Instagram.
Well, they follow your personal Instagram and they get mad when you post pictures of your personal life.
Yeah.
It's not just weightlifting.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. They're like, you mean to tell me you're not at the gym all the time squatting 500 and 600 pounds? Like, nah, I like to go to my niece's birthday party or go to dinner with my family. If you don't want to look at it, I mean,
man,
you can unfollow.
Unsubscribe.
A life outside of weightlifting.
I know.
How dare you?
What is wrong with me?
I know. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Dude, it's love, though.
And make sure you go to, before we go any further, make sure you go to barbellshrug.com, sign up for the newsletter, and we will notify you when we post these awesome podcasts, because sometimes we post a bonus. You don't want to miss out on that.
That's right.
No doubt about it.
Man, how'd that thing with Diane Fugo?
I think it went great, man. Like, man, the people came out. You know, we really vibed out. I think people were really excited. We got a lot of positive feedback. And me and Diane, man, I think the way we met,
right?
Oh, man, it's crazy. We already knew the vibration was really strong. You know, like when we met and actually got to have an opportunity to converse, it was like, okay, exchange philosophies and just talk about lifting and life. It just works, man.
Yeah.
And I think the people really saw that. They were actually surprised that was the first time we worked together.
Uh-huh.
They're like, so you guys haven't worked together before this? We're like, nah. They're like, this is amazing. So to hear that feedback.
Where was it at?
We did out at NorCal. You know, Jason Kalipa, you know, shout out to the big homie. You know, Gary Fisher, you know who it is. CrossFit Miranda, all of those people. So we did it at their spot at San Jose.
Excellent.
So everyone could sense the synergy between you two, even though it was just your first time really working together. Everything just was flowing.
Man, the flow was right. You know, we weren't trying to talk over each other. Nobody was trying to be more right than the other person, you know. So it was smooth, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was smooth.
So I guess that both of you are pretty open to new ideas, receptive, you know, acknowledging that the other person has a tremendous amount to bring to the table. That makes for a perfect coaching environment.
Oh, yeah. Diane, you guys know her, man. Her attention to detail and wanting to soak in the information and wanting to be able to dissect it, to give it to the people. I mean, just the way she does that alone is like, that really captured my attention and, you know, got me wanting to work with her. So it was smooth, man. And me just being me, you know what I mean? just cracking jokes, talking about different things and things that I reference to weightlifting and how it just works. So I think the people, they loved it. You know, that's what we got back from it. So
yeah, it's cool. Diane's really good about believing that her way isn't the only way. And she's very accepting of new and different ways of doing things. She's not really locked into one particular way. So I feel like she'd be a very good person to partner with and to work with, because she's not going to be so rigid in her mantra or her philosophies.
Oh yeah, I mean, and neither am I. You know, we both agree that there are boundaries when it comes to the movements. You know, those boundaries, they keep you in line, and then you want to make the movements as natural as possible. We both agree with that, so that made it easy. You know, my coach, you know, always taught me, like, if you get an opportunity to work with different coaches, that's what you want to do. You want to be able to seek that knowledge and figure out how you can make it work for yourself. So
how'd the conversation get started?
I think it was at the American Open. You know, the one that was like all snowed in and iced in.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so we just got a chance just to really talk.
Was that the one that caused CTP to miss a concert?
Yeah, you know what? That American Open was, I think, pretty unique in that it was all snowed in.
Yeah.
So people didn't really go out and do things too much. So everyone was like locked in the hotel. There was a big party one night.
Heck yeah.
It got a little out of control.
Did it get out of control?
I don't know. Like, so we broke into some things.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on now. What?
There's some more story here than that. Okay, like, it was like, what was it, the second floor? Like, it was closed. Man, we broke in, brought the party upstairs. Because they shut the bar down at, like,
one.
Like one in the morning. I was like, what are y'all doing? Like,
yeah, we're still drinking. Early,
yeah, they like make you had to like pour your drink out or like give it away to them. So I was like,
yeah, so wait. People went like, out and bought cases of beer. Mm. We went upstairs.
Yeah.
We got into like the competition area.
Yeah.
We had like
drinking on the platform.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
man.
We had like little competitions going on. People were like doing wheelbarrow races and stuff.
Handstand walks. I'm just sitting. I wasn't doing it. I most definitely was watching, though. It was very entertaining. I was like, man, come on.
Yeah, I got a lot
keep
of.
Keep going. But,
I got
know,
a
be
ton safe. Of footage. I got a ton of footage that I couldn't post.
Seriously?
I had a lot of footage on my phone. I was like, I'll wait till tomorrow morning to see if
this
why
is not post it?
I was like, that person probably doesn't want to be seen doing that. Yeah. That person doesn't want to be seen doing that. I was like, oh. Amazing. So yeah, if you want to see people doing questionable things, you got to show up to the competitions yourself.
Yeah,
you can't enjoy it, you know, on the internet.
We make people turn their phones in. You know, once we get together, you gotta put your phones in a hat or something, and just have
turn
a good time.
In.
Yeah, turn them in.
But everyone got snowed in, so that actually allowed for like some connections to be made because people weren't going out as much. People were staying in the hotel, and I know me personally, I ended up hanging out with people I might not have otherwise hung out with and got to form some relationships.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a pretty, some people didn't get to make it, but it was a really fun time. Oh yeah. So, we got to go watch Kanye West.
We saw Kanye West, brother Kanye.
It was CPP's idea.
He really brought it together. I was sad that you couldn't make it out, man. But the concert, man, it was awesome. It was pretty epic. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Well, he's the kind of guy you want. Everybody wants to. Well, at least some people want to hate on Kanye, but I think you can't deny, guys. His ego projects. He fills the room and can rock 20,000 seat arena.
My thing about Kanye, I don't understand what people are hating on. Like, I don't get it. Like a lot of people feel like
so
the
damn
music
confident. Like
He's been that way. Like, I don't think it's not anything new. So why is it so shocking? That's what I don't understand. Like, if you watch Dave Chappelle on, I think he was on Jimmy Fallon like not too long ago, and he was talking about when he first met Kanye. Like, he's just being, I guess, just being Kanye, right? And he was like, who is this guy? And he's like, I knew this guy was a star when he was like, he was on the phone and they was watching these sketches about like Rick James. This is before like all this stuff that came out. Someone called Kanye. Kanye picks his phone up and he's like, no, I can't do that right now. No, I'm not doing it. Because I'm watching sketches that have never been seen before. Yeah, my life is dope. And he just hung up the phone on somebody. I was like, yeah, I knew this guy was a star. I like Kanye though. He's dope, man.
My only complaint about the whole show is that he wore a mask for over half of it.
Yeah.
And I felt like that took away from it. Because once he took the mask off, I felt like it got better.
Did you not believe it was even him?
Well, no, it wasn't that. It just like, well, there was that question, but it still just didn't feel as personal.
Yeah, I didn't really understand. I was like, I know he said something about, I mean, it was in an interview, he was saying he didn't want to be pictured making certain faces. I don't know, it was something weird, but I was like, okay.
It's art, Kendrick. It's art, man.
That's how I looked at it. I was like, he's rocking it out. I mean, the way he was moving, I was like, okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm vibing, but whatever, man. It was a dope show. So.
Yeah. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, for sure.
It's too bad you couldn't make it CTP.
Dang, bro.
I wouldn't even bought my ticket if it weren't for him.
No, but look, I think me either. Because he was texting me. He was texting me, bro. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll go ahead and buy some tickets. Me and my wife, man, we checked
six
it out.
6 months later, he's still pissed about it.
Man. I think he texted me. He was like, don't bring it up. I wasn't going to bring it up, bro. But yeah, the show was fire, bro.
You're doing seminars all the time. But you're also preparing for the Olympics. Do you feel like eating into your ability to
train? We saw you holding the shoulder earlier.
Nah,
I mean.
Yeah, I had to move this microphone, man. This thing is heavy. This mic thing.
The audience didn't see us, you know, scurrying about with all this equipment, not wanting to unplug anything, move it onto the platform, because this is the dopest scene for the podcast.
I wasn't smart enough to get my positions on point. Like, I'm all hovered over the shoulder. I mean, chest is all sunk in. It just wasn't
joking
right.
With Kendrick that. You can jerk 400 pounds for 10 reps. You would never get hurt doing that shit, but you would definitely get hurt moving this chair with the soundboard on it, but doing something silly. That's how it always works in the weight room.
That's how it goes down, man.
You don't get hurt doing anything heavy and dangerous. You get hurt doing like bending over, pick up a pencil.
For real. How much?
I mean, we travel a lot, and I know it affects our training. How much are you traveling for real?
No, honestly, to teach, I only travel maybe once or twice a month at the most. Like, it may seem like I'm always in a different place, maybe because I post when I'm at that particular place, but majority of the time I'm at home, man. I train. Like, that's my primary focus, you know? So if I get an opportunity to go and teach, like I said, once or twice a month, I'm going to do it. Other than that, I'm at home training with the fam, chilling, yeah. You know, posting pictures of me and my niece that people don't want to see.
See, people may forget that, though. Like, you know, they see you when you're out and about and they see mm-hmm. you travel here and there, but they forget, like, still to be this good and mm-hmm. to make a serious run.
Oh,
you got to be planning. You got to be working. You got to get up every day, go to work, right?
Bro, in the gym, like I'm not playing any games, bro. Like I've been doing this almost 17 years. It'd be 17 years this fall, you know, and I'm figuring little things out and I'm excited about it, man. So moving forward, like I said, you know, I'm in a new weight class, 94 kilo class. It's gonna be exciting.
That's excellent for people to hear you say, like 17 years in, figuring little things out. Like this mm-hmm. is, you're just now still learning.
It
never stops. The polishing never quits.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep an open mind. You know, I know my father-in-law. He likes to say, you know, a mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. So that's how I like to be, man.
Look, you're all right, man. That's wise.
Yeah.
When did you make the switch from 85s up to 94s?
It was at the end of 2012. You know, when I started. You know, eating and, you know, putting the weight and stuff on. Like, yeah. People that see
pancakes.
Me now, pancakes. Dude, I was killing them. I'll still eat pancakes. Like, if I'm going to actually eat breakfast, it'll be pancakes and a protein shake. You know, most of the time, I'm just kind of drinking, like, smoothies or protein shakes now.
It's not much hunger in the morning?
Nah.
Just do something easy, get the calories in?
Yeah, just get it in just so I can just move and, you know, have something in me. I don't like to feel full. So, as long as I can get something in me, feel like I can get some work done, I'm
good. I don't like to feel full unless I'm slamming a stack of pancakes.
that's it. But like, if I do that, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm stationary, man. I'm not moving. Like,
how often does that happen?
Do it all in or nothing at all?
Like, I don't look. Like, you know how like the Rocker post pictures, like eating like 20 pancakes. Like, I don't do that. I actually love pancakes, so I don't want to overdo it. Like, I don't ever want to eat so many that
Save
where I'm like,
pancakes.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If I'm eating them, it's only like four. Like, I probably eat like four pancakes, protein shake. Keep it real smooth. That way, I can eat them every day. I don't get sick of them, bro.
Yeah.
So most people, they're going up a weight class because it's hard for them to stay in the lower weight class. But it sounds like you're like really trying to like keep the weight on to get in 94s. Is that the case?
Well, at the end of 2012, you know, it was hard for me to cut the weight. Like now I would be training at probably about 88 kilos, still doing the same dieting. And it was hard for me to cut down to 85. So I knew I'd been in the 85 kilo class since the summer of 2004. So I've been in that class for 8 years and I knew it was time for me to go ahead and move up. So
you grew out of it, man.
I got old, man. You know how it is. You know what I mean? I'm in weightlifting. I'm considered, you know, one of the old guys. You know, the young guys are doing that thing, and that's what it's about. You know,
how old are you now?
I'm 27. I'll be 28.
You're so old.
Old, I know, for a
so
weightlifter.
Old. You started at 10.
Old for a weightlifter. So
yeah.
At 11. Yeah. So yeah, that's,
you got about two more years, and then everything. The wheels are gonna come off.
It's a wrap, bro. It's over with for me. So it's all good. I'm gonna make the most of it right now. You know, I'm in a new weight class. I'm excited. I haven't even maxed out on my lifts. You know what I mean? Like on a competition lift. So right. I'm just focused on training movements, getting stronger, perfecting the movements, and you know, just seeing what the future's about. I feel good about it. So
yeah. See. Now that you need more food, are you able to stack on more volume?
No,
you're not like trying to like watch your diet and limit your calories.
Nah, I don't have to. Like, I just now I'm back in the groove of where I was at. I can say from like 2005 to 2008, where I just eat when I'm hungry. I can eat whatever I want to eat because I have the weight on now and I have my body weight where I want it. Like,
mm-hmm. So you moved up and now
my weight
it's
is
just
perfect.
Your appetite controls bigger, you know.
That's kind of
just
how
stay
I do
that size.
Bro, I'm good. Like I probably walk around weighing like 92 to 94 kilos. I keep it right in there. Like, I'm good.
Oh, so you don't try to walk around 96?
Nah, I don't do it. What's the point, bro? Like, I've done the cutting weight thing. I'm not doing it no more.
Yeah.
Like, I can just show up and just lift. You know what I'm saying? So if I had to compete tomorrow,
that's probably the biggest mistake people make, man. People get
stress
so
free.
Wrapped up in trying to cut down. Like,
dude,
let your body be strong where it is. Like, what do you want to go into the meat as strong as you want to be? Like, it doesn't make any sense to tear yourself down right before you're going to try to lift.
It's weightlifting, bro.
Yeah.
You weigh in 2 hours before you compete. What are we doing?
But you can do 2-3 kilos.
Bro, I'm not touching that. I've done that. I'm telling you, because it's hit or miss, bro. I've done it.
There's no way to predict how you're going to feel.
You know
shit.
It, but I know it. You know how you're going to feel when you go in the gym and just train. Like, man, I felt great. And you think you're going to feel that same way. But when you cut weight, man, we're losing a lot. We know this, but
so,
we're like.
So when you approach 2016 Olympics.
Bro, it's going to be crazy.
You're going to.
We're coming, by the way.
We're going to be there.
Be there.
But are you gonna still have that same philosophy? I'll hang out between 92 and 94.
Same philosophy. Shit, I might weigh in. I may be 90 kilos.
Just wherever you feel best.
I'm not even joking, bro. I feel like I'm gonna be strong. I'm gonna be exactly where I need to be. That's it. So I'm not even focused on like, okay, man, I need to make sure that I'm weighing exactly 94 kilos. Nope. I'm going to make sure I am as strong as possible.
Yeah.
That's all I'm worried about.
When you travel around, you bring all your food with you? Are you like super anal like that where you're like, you want to have all your calories prepared ahead of time, or you just like show up and eat wherever?
Nah, I can eat wherever. I ask questions, you know, like how they're preparing certain things. But as far as just like traveling through the airport, I mean, I smash trail mix. That's it, bro. I'm serious. Man, you can ask my wife, bro. I eat trail mix all day and just fluids, just drinking water and eating trail mix. I'm not even joking.
How many lifters right now? Like, trail mix. Yeah, got it.
Mark it off. I'm serious, bro.
Yeah.
So, this is a whole lesson into itself. Like, people get so wrapped up in the details and minutiae of what they're eating and how they're timing shit, and they get all paranoid about it and lose their confidence. Like, the best thing you can do going to meet, be confident in how you trained, be confident in what you did in your preparation, be you, be physically what you are, go in there and be confident, fucking wreck it.
For real. Look, hey, we're dropping, this is some free knowledge right here, you know what I'm saying? And most people, you know, it sounds so foreign to them, like, they might not touch it, and hey, that's on them, you know? So we'll see, though. So like you said, it's about being confident.
You gotta be confident.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, what's up with the 6 for 6 thing? I know some people, they always try to go 6 for 6, and some people feel like if they get 6 for 6, they hit all their lifts, they have no misses, then they didn't like go all out.
They said, I didn't try. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like the 6 for 6 thing, it really starts, we can go from an early age, just about building confidence that we talked about. So if you are confident in making lifts, you're not afraid, you're not second guessing yourself once you step to the platform. But when we talk about this shirt, that's what it's about. Not, it's just about focus, being focused on yourself. When going to competition, I think a lot of people look at the competition or different competitors, and they're focused on what they're doing instead of focus on going out and executing one lift at a time. I remember I put a post on Instagram. It was just a blank square. I said, my competition. Because I don't have any competition.
I mean, people are like, I don't get this shit. What does this mean?
I was going up and down on Instagram like, photo's not loading.
Yeah. people were so upset. I don't even understand why. So just like this, Mike, if me and you are going to fight, if we're fighters, then you're my competition. I have to worry about you. But it's weightlifting. I can't control nothing you do on a platform. Why do I care?
You're not my competition, bro.
I just got to go and lift.
Yeah.
I got to worry about the weight. But people are just taking it. Oh, you're taking shots at this person. Bro, come on, man. Where I'm from, if I got an issue with you, I could tell you. I'm not going to do it on the internet. Like, look at me, bro. Come on, really. Look at me. Do I look like the type of guy that just want to be an internet thug, bro? Come on. I'm not about that, man. I'm about doing what's best for me, doing what's best for my family. So, if we're talking about weightlifting, I can only control what I'm doing. So being 6 for 6, you're making all 6 lifts, you know that feeling that you get when you make all 6 lifts, that's the type of feeling we want to have people trickle over into their lives, man. So be 6 for 6. That's what it's about.
Rewind that and write it down, man.
Write it down. It's my boy Danny Slag, man. That's the guy that does he does all the designs for my product line. He did the pancake for PR shirt. People love those. You know what I mean? They love the crown shirts. Danny, he put that together. So this is his thing, man.
I got that coffee mug now.
You got
the
it?
6 for 6.
You gotta drink
coffee
it.
Coffee mug.
You gotta get it in, bro.
I'll have it in my trailer. I'm drinking coffee right there.
By the way, the blank Instagram post is pretty gangster Kanye West style maneuver.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why people don't understand Kanye. Maybe his boldness is just him trying to express something deep.
I'm about to really just start just expressing myself, you know what I mean? And just being more open to people. And it's not that I haven't been, but some things, you know, you try to monitor the way you say certain things. I don't want to say this because I don't want to upset this person. Mm-hmm. If you say this and then you anti this, I'm just like, bro, I love everybody and I'm extremely confident in what I do. If you met me, you know I don't disrespect nobody, bro. Yeah. I treat everybody the way I want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? That's with respect. That's with love.
Golden rule style, man.
So they should know me. But like I said, I just don't have time for any fluff. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just want to give people the real, man.
It was the last time we talked, you were not snatching a lot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still kind of in that? I mean, you talk about, you were just saying like you're working on technique a lot more.
Yeah.
And we were kind of, like when I first found out how little you snatched during certain periods of training,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh. And you're talking about working on technique now. Are you snatching more often?
Hmm. No. It's in my training. I'm not doing it more often. You know what I mean? Like I feel confident in the movement. I know what I got to do. I haven't maxed out. I don't need to right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I had to pull out of the Pan Ams. I had a little setback. I'm back on track. So I'm looking to go to Nationals. If I go to Nationals and compete, it'd only be just to bump my toe up a little bit. I won't go and max out.
Oh, so you'll be there next month.
Yeah, so I'll probably be there. I can't guarantee it, but I might be there. That's the plan right now. But I'm just looking to be prepared for the World Championships. World Championships, I'll max out just to see where I'm at, you know?
Yeah, so, we talked about that too with, with MASH, how another mistake people make, so that they're worried about what other people are doing. And they show up to meets, and they treat each little meet like it's the fucking World Championship. They're going to push themselves to the breaking point every time they get on the platform, which
they do.
If you're doing it right, that should be, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a year. At least if you're young and you're trying to get your legs underneath you. But to,
you're going to
push it too hard
that way.
That's crazy, isn't that?
Yeah, but you put too much pressure on yourself every time you expect maximum performance. Like, you're not building, you don't have a long-term plan.
Bro, I've done it. That's why I can speak on it. So, bro, well, I've done it. That's what I'm saying. So, like, so if when you speak on certain things like this, let's say you're in a position that I'm in, you speak on certain things like this. Oh, this guy just he's just being a dick. He's just doing this. I'm like, bro, I'm not even trying to be rude to nobody. I'm just trying to help you. I fucked up.
Yeah. And I'm trying to keep you from making my mistakes.
I did this. Don't make my mistakes, baby. Yeah. Be better than me. That's what I tell people. How can I?
It's just like when you're your dad or somebody tells you, here's a lesson. You go, man, fuck you. You don't know it. You don't know.
You don't know what it's like.
And then you. And then you know what? Now I am a dad. And then you might have this experience too. Yeah. We go, shit, I can feel myself about to try to share these lessons. And I just know my kids going to be like, man, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh my God, full circle.
You don't know. You never been this age.
Like when your parents trying to tell you something. Yeah, when your parents trying to tell you something, they're just telling you, I have, translate into this, I have fucked up so much. I'm just trying to help you. That's all it is.
For real. I think this is what I'm going
to
tell
myself. I'm not trying to make you uncool or ruin your fucking good time. I'm just trying to tell you not to screw up.
That's what I'm going to tell my son. Dude, I'm not playing, bro.
Dude, I know I sound like a dick, but listen,
man,
hear me.
Listen to me, man. Please. Damn it, son. I've done this before. Listen to me. So, we'll see, man. We'll see.
But, Dad, you didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
When you were a kid.
My son is crazy.
It'll be something.
He says stuff. He really thinks stuff like that, man.
How
like,
old is he?
He's 8. Like, he doesn't think I was a kid.
He's getting into it now. I mean,
he's really getting into it, bro. Like,
8 nowadays, I feel like, is a mature age.
Because they have access to so
he's running around
stuff.
With an iPad looking at stuff.
Got his iPad, Wii U, all this crap. You know what I'm saying? He's just cool. Well, he thinks he's cool. So I'm like, I remember when he was watching the Power Rangers, I was like, yeah, man, I used to watch the Power Rangers too. And he was like, I know. I was like, how'd you know? He's like, they had the Power Rangers in the 1900s. I was like, what? I looked around. I was
he's like on Wikipedia and shit, yeah, searching like, things, answering questions.
I'm like, I'm not old.
The 1900s. Oh, I love it.
My son's like 2.5. He'll pull up the iPad and you swipe it, unlock it. He'll push the app he wants. Bro. He'll look at it and frown. He'll switch apps. I'm like, what are you? You're 2, man. No, you are 2 years old.
They own it, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Golly.
Man. But lessons. That's what we're just trying to give people, man. Life lessons. Just want to save them.
You will all be stronger and happier and healthy if you just fucking listen. What
just
saying.
Listen. Lighten it up. Move the weight around a little bit. Get stronger with some of the accessory movements. You don't have to go crazy with the snatch and clean and jerk every day. It looks cool.
Yeah.
I can post a great video. I got some videos on my phone if y'all want to see some.
So the basic lesson, Kinder, is if you're going to, especially as you get stronger and stronger and stronger, you got to be a little bit more clever in how you approach a training. If you just go in there and try to smash snatches and clean and jerks all the time, it'll be cool for a little bit. You'll make some progress, and then you're gonna hit a wall, and then something's gonna break down.
Yeah, you'll get some followers on, you know, Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff because people get excited about it. And I'm not against it because I post the videos. I've done it before, but I'm just like, I want you to save your body because if you can get older, you should be able to get stronger. You should be smarter with your, you know, what I'm saying, more strategic with your training and when to peak, and that'll allow you to what be more successful at these competitions. We have the talent here. We can do it, but I don't know. Hopefully people listen.
So I got a question for you. If you had a competition, actually, for this, what's your max for snatch?
For what, 85, when I was 85?
Sure.
162.
Okay, so
that's all I've done. That's what I did at the Arnold. Like, I haven't maxed out since I moved up.
So if your max is 162, say you go to a competition, you hit your first two lifts, and say on your second attempt, you pulled 159. And you're thinking, fuck, that felt really heavy and I barely fucking got it. So at that point, do you think my max is 162 and I want to beat my max, so I'm going to go 163? Or do you try to still just post the best you can for that day and don't even worry about your old max?
Let's take a break real quick.
What competition
let's
is
take
it?
Take a break real quick and we'll get back with that answer.
A teaser.
This is Andrea Ager and you're listening to Barbell Shrug. For the video version, go to barbellshrug.com.
Barbell Shrug is brought to you by you. To learn more about how you can support the show, go to barbellshrug.com and sign up for the newsletter.
And we're back with Kendrick's answer.
Well, Doug, you might want to give a quick refresher of that question for the ladies at home.
I'm basically asking you if you only care about beating your old PR or if you're trying to best the best score for that day or the best weight for that day.
It doesn't even matter about the weight. I'm all about making the lifts. at this point. You know, it depends. It depends on the competition. So if we are at the World Championships and it's going to come down to, you know, helping get points toward Olympic spots, I put it on. You know what I mean? We're gonna try for it. That's the day to max out. You know what I mean? And it's not like being in the gym where you don't have any adrenaline. You don't have the eyes behind you, and it's not, and it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So if you had a competition like that, I'll go for it.
So but, what you're saying is tomorrow I lift. I shouldn't push it to the max.
I don't think you should.
You're equating what you're going to do tomorrow to World Championships. Hey, is that what it is?
No, this is his World Championships right now.
As beat up as he is, this is it. This is your grand finale. You're going to leave your shoes on the platform.
This could be the last time I walk.
don't do it, bro.
Well, do you know? You know the story here is that we had to talk this dude into doing it just like yesterday.
Last night.
Last night.
Like, no, he came over and talked to me. He told me. He was just like, yeah, I decided. He was talking just like this. Yeah, I decided to do it.
But I'm going to.
I'm gonna live. I said, bro, are you sure? I looked at him. I said, are you okay?
You look
right
wonky.
Now? And he was like, yeah. I've only snatched a few times this month. And I looked. I said, you gonna live tomorrow, bro? He said he gonna do it. I just said, man, be safe. That's all you need to do, bro.
You did the PR.
Lay hands on you. Gonna say
2 days ago.
Yeah, he's gonna be good with the cleaning jerk. He said it's fine, but the snatches.
Cleans look good. Snatch is a little funny right now.
But you have to snatch first before you go get the cleaning jerk. Yeah. So hopefully that shoulder holds up.
So that's what I'm saying. Just make some lifts.
We're gonna sacrifice the chicken to Jobu before we go out there. We'll get it all done. Like Jobu blessed bar.
Coming with a bloody singlet. Yeah.
What happened to you? I sacrificed a few chickens in the parking lot for PR today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it is.
We got a belt.
All right. All the other weightlifting meets out there could take a lesson from MIA Classic here.
Yeah.
Danny's crew.
The belt's where it's at.
We need the belt. Man, Danny. When I'm talking about Danny, my boy Danny Slack. That's all we've been talking about. That's all we've been talking. We like, dude, we got to get rid of the medals. We need the championship belts. We need to keep one belt, and I think you should bring it to the conference.
Yeah, that's dope.
And if you lose, you got to give it back.
Like, yeah, dope, man.
That would really hurt me if I had to give my belt back.
Oh, yeah.
You would train hard.
It's like WWE style. Dude, you'll be ready.
Yeah, you would.
You'll be ready.
What I like about this meet is that
I want that belt, by the way.
I've never won
a trophy or a medal before.
Be there tomorrow, bro. I'm gonna slide this out of here.
Yeah, but you know, I think
it's cool.
You know, weightlifting still should be peaceful when people are lifting, like, you know, the music comes down, whatever. But Danny does a good job of injecting some actual soul. Danny's soul.
Oh yeah.
Injecting some soul and some energy into this meet. Heavyweight championship belt, you know, great art, great venue, great energy.
Music is popping.
Aside from that one point where they're playing some dance shit.
What they playing?
They're playing some like Bee Gees remixes for a few minutes there.
You can rock that. I felt like what he played too long was the metal. And I know Danny really likes the metal. I was like, dude, I was looking around the room and I almost felt like no one was hearing the music but me. I was just like, what is going on? Me and Garrett. Garrett was sitting right there. We were talking about, we were like, man, he got to just slide some Drake on right now.
Like, just throw it away and then
bring it back. Like, you can't just let it keep going.
I was digging the punk rock. I don't know. It all depends on where you came from, I guess.
No, listen, I like all kind of music. I'm talking about it just kept going.
But it's about the rhythm,
around,
isn't it?
I was like,
it's like training. If you go death metal all the time, you get numb to it. Yeah. You got to go up in tempo, down in tempo. Then you recognize the changes.
Well, I guess we did. We went to Bee Gees for a second.
And then I was on it.
Doug said, are we even at a weightlifting?
I didn't even know the meet was still going on at one point. Yeah, I thought we were on a break.
Oh, damn.
Like, what are these dudes on the platform? Oh, they're lifting. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it got to be over, bro. They're playing the Bee Gees.
Doug would listen to, what's he like, that new metal stuff all the time?
I listen to metal over pop rock for a weightlift meet any day.
No, but he listens in the gym. He'd listen to, like,
the new guys.
What's he listen to? Mudvayne.
I don't know who that is.
It's like Doug's favorite training music.
Well, Doug's got.
I like the old school stuff, man.
What's old school?
Like, I like Black Sabbath, man. I like, you know
oh,
what
shit.
I mean?
Like, hell yeah, dude.
Like, that's more why I'm in. I can't really get with the new guys. No disrespect.
All right, here's the thing.
I'm just not familiar
my
with
favorite,
it.
My favorite artist to train to would be Danzig.
Mother.
That's the best.
Why?
I feel that way, though.
Are y'all in the gym with him when he's zoning out? Look at
you. I don't even know what Danzig is.
Doug, come on, man.
He was like.
Glenn Danzig was the lead singer of the Misfits. You heard the Misfits, Doug?
I've heard of them, but I couldn't tell you the songs.
The songs, yeah.
Man, I'm not a music guy, though. I don't know who sings anything.
I'm not deep into it, man. Just certain things, you know.
You mentioned like Black Sabbath, AC/DC, old school stuff is better. I agree wholeheartedly. I feel the same way though with a little bit of modern hip hop. Like I can't get into. I love hip hop. I can't find new shit to listen to.
I can put you on to new people to listen. Who are you listening to right now? And I can tell you about some guys that
you got a Spotify playlist.
Yeah, no. I need to create one.
If you make one, you can share it with us.
I was just talking about this the other day with someone. I need to make one.
Who are three cats I need to check out right now?
Man, people that I rock with, my boy Shu. You can look him up. It's Super Shu. It's SUPASHU. So Super Shu, and then my boy, they call me Killer Cam Rowland. You can look him up. My boy B Will. Those are some guys like from where I'm from, same city I'm from, that are really like just doing that thing. And I think y'all can vibe to their music, man. So check them out. Like B Will, he signed
all Shreveport dudes.
All Shreveport. You can check. I mean, if you guys are familiar with Lil Boosie, B Will, he signed to Lil Boosie, man. They got some songs out. So they're doing some major stuff that's about to like really just take storm.
So it's
man.
Just like rock. If you don't pay attention to some of the
you looking at the mainstream pop shit.
No, get away from that. Unplug your radio.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm not knocking stuff that's on the radio. It's just certain stuff. I wouldn't even waste my time listening to I can put you on all these guys I'm telling you about. They're on Spotify. Like you can easily pull them up and jam the music while you're training.
I'm like,
you
know what I'm saying?
Spotify and SoundCloud. SoundCloud's where you can find the stuff you can't find anywhere else.
Nah, for real.
That's got
for real.
Make a playlist and we'll put it in the show notes.
That's what I
mean. Yeah,
I'll do that. How long does it take to make the playlist? Not too long.
Depends how long you want to make it.
I'll keep it short.
And you can do it in 10 minutes if you want it.
Yeah, like a training session's worth of songs.
Yeah,
you have a ton of followers on Spotify now.
Okay, cool.
That's a bonus to the listeners.
Check it out.
We take care of you guys.
For real.
Do you have any different... do you feel like this lead up to this Olympics in 2016 is different than... So it's 2 years out. Does it feel different than it did in 2010?
I just didn't have the wisdom, man. You know what I mean? Because I was doing some really good lifts, but I hurt myself at the end of 2010, and I was trying to, you know how it is, listening to the noise. And what I mean by the noise is, like, you know, all the people around and going to different competitions and trying to, like, max out of every competition. So when I got hurt at the World Championships at the end of 2010, came right back to the Arnold trying to go crazy, and that's the one where my legs just locked up and... That's a crazy video. You can see it on like Gym Fails, all these different videos they'll play me just like bawling.
Some guy
out.
Posted a video. Weightlifting is dangerous.
Yes, super dangerous. Don't do this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's what happened.
But no, I ain't dangerous. I was just being dumb. There's a difference.
For real. For real. You got to be smart. Don't be dumb like me, guys. I've done it. So, and I was like battling injuries like all of 2012. You see what I'm saying? It was kind of just like off and on, but I was still able, like I said, when it's off and on, like with the cutting the weight and injuries, is just a lot of stuff.
So it's like right now, 17-year journey, some mistakes made, some injuries had, ups and downs. It's like now are you sort of maturing and sort of getting right to where it's like, this is my best shot. This is it. This is what it's all led to.
I honestly feel like that's where I'm at right now. I feel really good about the training lifts and stuff are moving exactly where I want them to move. Like I said, I had that a little setback a few weeks ago. I didn't want that, but all I need to do is just adjust the plan. If I go to Nationals, I'm not going to go crazy. I can finish fourth. I don't even care. Like if I'm able to move my total where I want, then I'm good.
It's just a little pressure test. See how things are.
That's all it is. I don't even care, man. Y'all seen me move. When it's time, I'll put some weight on, and it's not even an issue to move it. Like I don't have to.
It doesn't look hard most of the time.
I don't have to think. Right. Oh, can I make it?
Unfortunately, we're having to cut this show off because we have to leave the building.
Who's making us leave?
Let's do
it,
man.
Nobody's
making us leave,
dude. Just the man.
I said we keep going until somebody comes over here and has the balls to tell us to get off this platform.
Look at him.
I'd be like, hey, man,
take it to that level.
I'd be like, hey, man, who you got to help us get off this platform? Is this you and your friend?
They did ask us to leave, and they were being nice about it.
Oh, cool. Oh, we can wrap it up. You know it's all love.
Now you're gonna be an asshole. They're trying to be nice. You're being an asshole. Look
hey,
at you,
man. You know what I'm thinking about? I'm not being an asshole. I'm thinking of the fans. I'm the community. I'm trying to get them more.
Look how he threw you under the bus. Like, you didn't even think you're about the Barbell Shrug fans. Look at you. You damn sellout. Like,
you're gonna let some punk at FIU tell you what to do.
Kendrick, where can we find you on Instagram, Twitter?
Man, everything is the same, man. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Kendrick J. Farris. Just look it up. Check me out, blessedgym.com. You know, B66, all that, man.
And you got seminars and all sorts of stuff. So have them out to your place.
Check it out.
We're good, man.
And don't forget to go to barbellstrug.com, sign for the newsletter. And We'll send you nice emails.
And we'll get you all.
Really nice.
We'll get you all that playlist, homie.
Let's do it.
We'll get you that playlist.
Thanks,
I'm going
to
meet the dude who kicked us off in the lobby out there. But, dude.
Ask him, do you want to wrestle?
Yeah, you want to wrestle me?
You want to wrestle right now?
Yeah.
CTP cam.
Yeah. Chris Moore gets knocked out.
Oh, shit. I didn't know you were a jiu-jitsu guy. I'm sorry. I'm getting the fuck out of here right now.